This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Powerful Hurricane Milton is closing in on Florida. The National Hurricane Center's John Cangelosi.
We're still expecting the storm to turn northeastward as it approaches the Florida Peninsula and then make landfall in west central Florida as a major hurricane Wednesday night or very early Thursday morning, and then track across the state and probably maintain its hurricane status as it does so.
The AP's Donna Warder.
Forecasters warn that the storm still poses an extremely dangerous threat to Florida. On Monday, Vice President Kamala Harris urged residents to heed the warnings.
I know a lot of folks out there have survived these hurricanes before. This one is going to be very, very serious. And I urge you to please just grab whatever you need. Listen to the orders you're getting from your local officials. They know what they're telling you, and they know what Milton is about to be.
Almost all of Florida's west coast is under a hurricane warning. Milton could come ashore on Wednesday in the Tampa Bay region, which has not experienced a direct hit by a major hurricane in more than a century. Scientists do expect Milton to weaken slightly before landfall. I'm Donna Warder.
Still, it's expected to be a Category 3 storm with 129 mile per hour winds when it hits Florida. The Nobel Prize winners in physics are John Hopfield and Geoffrey Hinton, honored for developing methods that are the foundation of today's powerful machine learning, says the Nobel Committee. Hopfield's research is carried out at Princeton. Hinton works at the University of Toronto. President Biden wants to get the lead out. He's setting a 10-year deadline for cities to replace their lead pipes. He wants to make sure drinking water is safe. Israel's military says it's killed a senior Hezbollah commander in a strike on Beirut. Suhail Husseini, says Israel. This is AP News. Now to the insurance industry's request to boost homeowner premium rates in North Carolina by more than 42% on average following the storm there. The AP's Norman Hall.
With many western North Carolina residents still lacking power and running water from Hurricane Helene, a hearing began Monday on the insurance industry's request to raise homeowner premiums statewide by more than 42% on average. The industry is seeking proposed increases varying widely from just over 4% in parts of the mountains to 99% in some beach areas. Across 11 western counties that were hit hard by Helene, including the Asheville area, the requested increase is 20.5%. The industry says higher premiums are needed to assure profits and the ability to pay claims. But other experts are expected to tell regulators to cut premiums. I'm Norman Hall.
The Dow fell 398 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.